Minnesota has been an excellent road team this season as they battled the Angels on Sunday from the Big A. Jose Berríos starting for Minnesota and Eduardo Escobar would play well. Top of the third inning, Berríos would get some assistance. Jason Castro steps in a scoreless game, facing the ex-twin Ricky Nolasco.
A drive to right and deep and gone. Castro tees off his fifth and the 17th allowed by Nolasco.
Hey, jumped on that first fastball and gives the Twins a 1-0 lead. It's only the sixth home run of the 17 home runs that Nolasco has allowed to a left-handed hitter.
And a looper for a base hit. And the Angels take the lead. Three straight hits here in the fourth inning.
One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on a miss, got him. Chased the slider down and in. Big, big strikeout for Berríos.
Towards short. Out at second. Relay to first. Double play.
There it is.
Berríos again does a great job with damage control. The Angels get one, but just one. And it's a 2-1 ball game. A high fly to deep left field. Back is Revere and gone. A home run by Sano, and the Twins take the lead.
Boy, you make a mistake, and that's exactly what Nolasco did. And Sano, that ball up, and his power generated that long high fly ball for his 14th home run of the year, and the Twins take a 3-2 lead.
Going back to that Baltimore series, Danny, Rogers faced those right-handed batters. He was in there against Trumbo. And the 0-1. Chop to third. Should be two. Escobar's got it. Second for one. Dozier, plenty of time. Relay, double play. Inning ending, 5-4-3, double play. The third Innovative Office Solutions Posted brand double play turned by the Twins today, and that ends the eighth inning.
Minnesota improves to 17-6 on the road this season, and they take 3 out of 4 from the Angels at the Big A, winning 3-2 Sunday. The Twins get a series win at the Big A, taking 3 out of 4 from the Angels following a 3-2 victory on Sunday. Here's Minnesota manager Paul Molitor.
You know, a good series for us overall. Obviously, coming here and start a long trip to win 3 out of 4. Kind of odd that, you know, Irvin was the one that we didn't win, but, you know, you take the wins when you can get them. Jose, I thought was fairly sharp early. He ran into a little bit of trouble, and getting out of that jam was, a huge difference maker in the final outcome. And we didn't do much offensively. I thought Ricky was good. Some of the things we talked about, his ability to prey on over-aggressiveness, but he made a lot of pitches. Fortunately, we got a first pitch home from Castro, and then Miggy got a breaking ball and stayed up a little bit. Not a lot of runs to be had, but, you know, we squeezed enough across.
The response that Jose Berríos had after things did get a little dicey there, how much weight do you put on that as far as him that being a step forward that he's taken?
I think you're always looking for things that can help you, develop your maturity level as a major league pitcher, and whether it's learning to pitch without your best stuff or being able to pitch out of a jam and give your team a chance. You know, he was on the verge of being out of the game, and he ends up going a couple more after that. So, finished strongly. We got him a lead and we were able to turn over the bullpen. But you just look for those little things along the way that hopefully help him progress.
The big hit Sunday, a 2-run go-ahead home run in the top of the sixth inning by Miguel Sano, his 14th home run of the season that made it 3-2 and the score would stand up. Here's Sano on his big swing.
You know, the impression for us, they never lose our heart, and everybody could try to play hard and try to win the game every day. And, you know, it's an awesome team right now. From last year, everything go really good, and everybody do the best they can.
You come up against a former teammate in Ricky Nolasco, and you take him out of the park. How much did it help that you probably knew a little bit of what to expect from him?
Ricky's my friend. I played with him last year in my first year, but, you know, this is my team, so I need to do whatever what am I supposed to do every day and try to win the game. So this is my job.
10-game road trips can be long, and they can be tough. So how big is it to start this one off with a series win?
You know, win every day. This is the biggest team for us, win every day.
Catcher Jason Castro started the scoring for Minnesota with a solo home run in the top of the third, his fifth of the season. Here's Castro in his Sunday performance.
Some great pitching. We had a couple timely hits. Miggy came up big with that two-run homer there, and you know, the bullpen came in, did a great job, and held the line, and Barrios set the tone early. So it was a good team win again.
You mentioned the pitching. After things got a little dicey there for Jose Barrios, what did you notice in his adjustments that he was then able to come out strongly against the next 10 batters?
He did a good job. He kind of, you know, wants to do a lot, and he's better when he kind of just slows everything down you know, just reminding him of that. And he did a great job of making that in-game adjustment, and I think that's why he's done so well this year.
Paul Molitor gave you a couple days off to recharge, and you come up first pitch swing and you take it out of the ballpark. Was it just really a matter of being well-rested? What'd you see on that pitch?
Yeah, I was just trying to be aggressive and get something early to hit, and, you know, luckily got one out up over, and it stayed up long enough to get over the wall.
Up next, the Angels head to Detroit for a three-game series with the Tigers starting on Tuesday. The Twins head to Seattle for a three-game series with the Mariners also starting on Tuesday.